how many years has it been that you've been mayor, and why are you seeking another term?
I was appointed mayor in 2012 with the passing of Steve Mayor Ireland, and so I've had to run a special election, another election, and then now another election. And so I've got a few elections under my belt, but since 2012, I've been mayor.
Why did you decide that you wanted to have another term in office?
I'm really pleased at the direction that the city is going under, I guess you can call it my administration, with me at the helm. We're tackling infrastructure. We're working on projects that are really showing benefits to the city, and I'm just not ready to give it up yet.
What are some of those projects, those initiatives that you've been a part of that you're really glad that you've seen to fruition? And then what are some of the ones that you plan on continuing to work on?
Well, anytime we can recognize economic development in the community, I think it's a plus. And, you know, our most recent one, of course, was Fairway. It's a, $4 million project that a company invested in our community. And that's a big deal. Whether it's a grocery store or a retail shop or an industry, anytime a company wants to come and invest in your community, it's a big deal. And so we really appreciate companies looking to set their sights on Fort Madison, take a chance, knowing that there's an opportunity there, and it's great to see them be successful in the end. The second one we'll talk about since we're sitting here is Boulder's Inn. Opened originally with 41 rooms, took it upon themselves to double the size of the hotel, and the room bookings are up, and they just could not be more pleased with the product they have and with the area they're in and the success they're experiencing in Fort Madison, and that's a plus.
What are some of those projects you want to continue working on?
Well, the one that's been the longest under my tenure would be the platform for the depot for the Amtrak relocation. That's something that was originally proposed by Mayor Wright, and then Mayor Ireland really took that under his wing and got it a long way, and then I made a commitment that I would see it through, and that's been through some serious ups and downs, but we are really, really close, almost to the final document stage with that. We're starting to put together some of the numbers, and some of those things aren't quite what we anticipated, but for the sake of Amtrak staying in town and for the location that they're at now, I just think it behooves us to relocate Amtrak back at the original depot where it originally used to come to.
What are some of the traits and qualities that you feel you bring to the mayor's office?
Well, I think I'm a really good listener. I think you got to listen to the public. I think you got to listen to the city staff. I think you got to listen to the council. And then you take that information and you take the information you get through your own due diligence and research, and you apply that to whatever task is at hand. And I think being a good listener is a plus, and then just being willing to work with just about anybody. We're tasked with working with state government, some federal government, our state leaders and our federal leaders, and they may be Democrat or Republican. I don't really care. My job is to move Fort Madison along and make it progress and grow, and I think I've got a pretty good knack for that.
You mentioned you see the city going in the right direction here. What do you see as the biggest challenge maybe facing Fort Madison the next couple of years, and how do you work to address that from the mayor's office?
Well, I'd love to say growing pains would be the biggest challenge, but we've kind of taken it upon ourselves, this administration and this council, that we really want to try to improve Fort Madison. A few years ago, we passed the quality of life bond, a $6 million bond, because I thought it was time that we started investing in ourselves. Now, granted, that meant a tax increase in doing that, but we took that money and sought public input and then started applying that money back into the community, into streets, into parks, those areas that we thought that would best benefit ourselves. And so I think that we always need to focus on what works best for us, and in doing that, try to entice new economic development and improve our infrastructure, which I'm a big proponent of, and I think that's showing some serious positive results in some of the street projects we've done and completed, and what we've got getting ready to do, which is the other big one that is the Highway 61 rehab. And so doing those types of things, improving our quality of life issues and improving our infrastructure, would inherently attract new business. And it satisfies the people that are living here. They recognize that we're making strides at making things better and upgrading and updating things that become essential just for the community at hand.
Fort Madison is a community that has a full-time city manager and then a part-time mayor position. Given the part-time role of this, how do you prioritize? What are your kind of focuses? What are the areas that you really try to work on as mayor?
Well, I would tell you that the position may be deemed part-time, but rarely is it ever that. I've always said it's fortunate for that we have the quality staff at City Hall that we do. From the night we have 97 employees, and from everybody from the top down is really doing their part to make Fort Madison better. So, you know, we focus on the things that we think are important to the residents. And again, we go back to quality of life issues and street projects and improvements in hopes that it does, like I said, entice economic development. I count on the city manager a lot. We count on all the department heads a lot. And I think everybody is coming together and doing their part to help make Fort Madison a success.
More cities, I believe Fort Madison and others, are looking and putting more money into trying to deal with dilapidated buildings. It's an issue that every community is facing. Do you think Fort Madison is doing enough? Would you like to see maybe more of an effort to deal with those vacant buildings, those rundown, those maybe abandoned buildings?
I'd love to throw five times the money at it that we have. The dilemma that we run into is we only have a certain amount of money for certain things. And to think that we have to put some taxpayer money into tearing down a dilapidated building that the original property owner should be on the hook for is the part that you really struggle with, because you think, boy, that would be money that we could be using for a park or a street or a piece of equipment, and we have to pull that away and use that on a dilapidated building to tear it down so it is, isn't an eyesore for the community. And so that's a problem. Fortunately, we've worked with Fort Madison Partners, and they've come up with some money too. And if we've pooled our money together and tried to focus on two or three or four structures a year that we deem are just not salvageable, and then we knock them down. And the problem then becomes, what do we do with the vacant property? We hope that we can put it back on the tax rolls, maybe sell it to adjacent property owner. Try to get Habitat for Humanity to come in. We have done that several times with great success. We give them the property. They build a new house on it. We get a new family to come in there. And then all of a sudden we have a new structure back on the tax rolls to the benefit of the community.
There'll be some that say the city puts too much into tourism, and some that say city doesn't put enough into Old Fort and tourism efforts. And like, where do you find that balance for yourself when it comes to kind of balancing tourism versus needs in other places, looking at the Old Fort, looking at kind of those types of properties?
The potential is certainly there. The task is how we capitalize on that and make those success stories. I mean, the fort's been around for a long time, and it's one of those unique things that you just are not going to find in other places. But how do we best utilize that to capture the tourism dollar? Somebody coming in from out of town that's unfamiliar with Fort Madison or has an interest in history that wants to come in and see that structure. Once they're here, they love it. It's just a matter of getting them here. And so it's about marketing it and getting people to be interested in what Fort Madison has to offer. And that's where we need to capitalize our money. Try to focus marketing and stretching that tourism dollar or hotel motel dollar, which is what we're using a lot of that for, towards some of those things, and see if we can truly tap the potential of what we have in Southeast Iowa.
Kind of a two-part thing here as we get to the end. Do you think Fort Madison do you believe Fort Madison is transparent with residents, and do you think residents think the city is transparent when it comes to how government operates, open and everything. Do you think it's being transparent enough? And do you think residents think that?
I would hope so. I would tell you that I'm a big believer in transparency and what we're doing and being upfront and open with the taxpayers' dollar. I mean, we have to be good stewards with the money. Granted, there are certain things that the public would or shouldn't necessarily know if it has to deal with economic development or has to deal with another issue that it just can't be shared. So there are times when there is some privacy issues there that we just can't share that, you know, in the end it would come to light and you would be understanding why we didn't. But if the local government is going to be a partner with the residents and both of us are going to be successful, the government counts on the public to be successful, then we do have to be transparent with almost everything we do. And I think, I certainly hope that we are, and I would, I think that would be one of the things that I could probably hang my hat on, that I've been upfront and open and transparent with just about anybody that's come to me.
We've covered a number of issues. Are there any issues that are top of mind for you, something that you would really push for during another term that we haven't touched on?
No, I hope that the public recognizes how far we've come in what I would say a relatively short period of time. I think Fort Madison got a little bit stagnant for a while in years past, and I think that with the right mindset and the right thinking and the proactive nature of the local government, if you get the community to buy into that philosophy, then things start to pay off. They may not happen overnight, and you have to build on relationships. We're constantly working relationships and building relationships, and that's what it takes to finally get things to come to fruition sometimes. And so I hope that the people are satisfied with that, and we're going to find out if they keep me where I'm at.